What is the Tribe, I hear you ask? Well, it's a global online learning community. There are loads of us around the world interacting, growing, stretching in the things of God together and having fun as we learn. There's three tiers in the Tribe. Tier one is basic access to our Tribe Zone. It is an online learning zone. We use the same software as Harvard University, so it's great, it's powerful, it's intuitive, and it works really well on everything from a tablet to a phone to a laptop. And you can grow with us in the things of God over everything from leadership to church growth to faith, things of the Spirit, prophetic, the miraculous. It's all there. 500 modules of audio, video, e-courses and stuff like that. As well as that, you get a private Facebook group where you can interact with Vicky and I, and we can be growing in the things of God together. Tier two is all of that, but it's for leaders. It's our global leadership tribe. And so it has a lot more leadership content as well. You get 4 books the moment that you join sent to you, and then you will get every book I write in the period of your membership sent to you free of charge. We want to invest in leaders, and so it's much more interactive at tier two. Tier three is where 10 leaders in one team can join together so you can learn and grow. It is a brilliant resource to give to all of your team. You don't always want to lose them as they head off to Bible school. You want to train them right where they are in a training community, and that's what this is. So if tier three interests you, have a little look at that. Head to jaredcooper.net and come on, join this family of people growing in the things of God, growing in the Word, growing in the Spirit, and enjoying this journey of walking in God together. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to make it up as you go along. Come and join the tribe, and let's enjoy life together.
Welcome to our Tribe podcast from Jared Cooper. Today we feature episode 1 from one of our latest courses available from our Tribe Zone. We pray that you will be inspired and encouraged from today's message.
I hate it when I'm not centered properly. Do you know what I mean by that? Emotionally, psychologically, relationally, spiritually. When my heart is not fully at peace, I struggle in life. And I'm going to lead you through all the different things that I journal through regularly to assess, am I on time? Am I in my purpose? Am I living right with others, with God, and even with myself? And here's the first one, and it's probably the biggest one. So let's start here. The first thing we need to learn to journal and sit and think about is, what is my purpose? Why do I exist? What's the main thing, the big dream? Some people call it the big why. If you don't know why you do what you do, eventually the energy goes, the sense of being centered goes. Whether you're building a family, building a business, or a church or a ministry, sometimes you can find yourself ending up feeding the machine of all the things that you have to do instead of doing the why you started it all in the first place. Your why, your dream, the reason you exist will give you energy, it will give you discipline, it will give you power, it will define what relationships are right for you or wrong for you, what things you should be doing. You need to know the grand why of your life. So the first thing on this journaling course, number one, you need to go get a journal. And then what you need to do is, we're going to sit down and let's begin to think about why, your great dream, your great why, what God has called you to do, why he's made you. Now, you might not know at this point what your great why is, your reason for existing. So here's some thoughts, and we'll get deeper in the course into the prophetic side, how God can speak to you about your why. But let's just do something a little bit simpler to begin with. Think about what you love. There's something of purpose in it. What excites you? What raises your pulse when you hear about it? What you hate? What makes you cry? You know, if you're in the middle of worship or watching a TV show and something is making you unusually emotional and you don't know why. I used to just go, well, maybe I'm a bit tired. But actually, as I studied it, I found there was something in what I was looking at, hearing, going through that connected with my destiny. And I found it in what made me cry. There's something powerful in that. So what do you love? What do you hate? What makes you cry? What makes you excited? Why don't you begin to journal I wonder what my dream is, the great why of my life. Write down what you love, what makes you angry and irritated and makes you want to rant. There's something of purpose in that. Is it an area of injustice? Is it an area of theological shallowness? Is it an area where there's a lack of love? What is it that gets your pulse racing? There's destiny in that. Get a journal, write at the top of the page, why do I exist? And then begin to ponder about the great themes of your life. Another way to look at this is to ask this question. And I read this in a book once. I can't even remember who wrote it, but here we go. I'll say it anyway. When you get to the end of your life, what do you want a long line of people to queue up and thank you for? What kind of things do you hope they're going to say to you? I'm so grateful that you, and then you fill in the blank. I'm so grateful that you taught me how to meet God. I'm so grateful that you taught my children and brought them up wonderfully and through school or whatever. I'm so grateful for your care and your love for the poor or for the lost or for the needy. Imagine you're at the end of your life and a great long line of people are coming up to thank you for what you brought to their lives. What do you expect them to say? Hidden in some of that thinking is the great why you exist. Your why gives you energy, gives you focus, gives you power. Take some time today to think and ponder about why you exist, because there's power in those thoughts. As we go on through this series, I'm going to look at all different ways regarding prophecy, our habits, where we get energy from, our thinking, our relationships, and we're going to reevaluate every part of our lives so that as you go into the next year, you're going powerfully centered, focused, and knowing this is who I am, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and this is how I can get my diary and my life to work well for me.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to continue this course, head to jaredcooper.net and join our tribe to catch the rest of this series and so many more.